Accession number 27746, Reel 5.
George Stanley, HMS Belfast, Reel 5. George, you were telling me about coming home from India.
Yep, come home with Llanstaffan Castle. we stopped at... the main stop was Malta. Well, I've told you this, I went...
Yes, how long were you at Malta?
Didn't go ashore there. Just stopped to take water.
Right.
Then we went on to Gibraltar. Went ashore in Gibraltar for a few hours. As I say, I bought me suit I got married in. Then we, from there to Southampton.
How long did it take altogether?
How long at sea? Mm. From
India?
I think it was about 4 weeks. I'm not certain. 4 or 5 weeks. Mm. Yeah.
What were your feelings then?
Great.
Exactly, going home.
Coming home, yeah. You know.
And you knew you were going to get married?
Yep.
So had you proposed to Vera?
Yeah, well, you'd bought the engagement ring, hadn't you?
Yeah.
And I sent home a wedding ring, but it got lost.
Yeah, lost that. Didn't get there.
And an engagement ring?
No, it was a wedding ring as well. Because in England, you couldn't... This was gold, Indian gold, you know. Yes. Paid a lot of money for it, actually. But it got lost. But anyway, stupid to send it home, I suppose, really. But and anyway, that was finished up with Southampton, and of course I came on leave.
You brought a trunk home with...
I had a trunk sent home, a big trunk which I made in Bombay, filled with all goodies, curtains, shoes...
But his mum and all that had a lot of
it. Yeah, my mum and his sisters. Because it was sent home to be my home address, and I sent it home with Carter Patterson, and there was all loads of... It was a big trunk.
Yeah.
And it was all filled up with, as I say, curtains, shoes, all sorts of things, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you could get them cheaply in India.
India, yeah. I bought them in Uttar Command, actually.
Did you?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Of course, my tools. Because I had a kit of tools as well. That was sent home as well from actually the chest. My one of my sons has got that, the tool chest. But then, as I say, we got married with a special license on August the 3rd, and then of course I got demobbed in the. Well, I got mobbed on the 16th of August. I got demobbed, but I had to go through to. Or October before it could become a... Because I got leave. I got about 6 weeks leave. And that carried me on through to October. Then, in the meantime, I started work back at the Managernery. I went back there, yeah.
Right. So that was good. So they kept your job open?
Oh, yeah. Well, they had to. That was the law. That if you'd been at a firm for more than 6 months before going to the services, they had to take you back. And that's what happened. I went back there. Back there, just under a 12 months, and I left there and went to various. Always been in the building trade. Always worked with timber, with wood. Mm. Went there. Actually, in my time, I've had 23 different jobs. 23. I finished up. I worked at Falls for 15 years as a wood model maker. Good job. I had a good job there. I was at. The design centre at Dunton for a few years. Then I said I'd never work after I was 50. You know, if I had to still work after I was 50, I'd failed. But anyway, what happened? I packed up work. Left Falls in 1975 when I was just turned 50. But I was out of work I didn't go work for about 12 months. But I got fed up, you know. And I got a job, no trouble at all. I worked, did various jobs.
Mm. When you came back, going back to when you disembarked, which was that Southampton?
Southampton, yeah.
What sort of what was it like coming back?
What the feelings?
Yes. What did you? How did you feel?
Oh, marvellous. Oh, well, I mean, you know, coming home to me, darling. Oh. You know what I mean?
And what was the country like? How has it changed?
Well, I've been away actually just on 2 years, been out in India. It seemed no different to me. Mm. Old ration was still on. You know, there was, in actual fact, it was worse. The ration, it was getting worse, you know. Mm. I mean, we're still in ration until 1951. So certain things were on ration, you know. But we had a good life. I was happy.
Did your family give you a welcome?
Oh, that was all. They knew I was coming home, so I sent a telegram. All my sisters were there, and of course, but in the meantime, this chest had been sent home. That came home before I got home, so they've done to get this chest open, weren't they?
Oh, well, they haven't opened it.
Oh no, no.
I think that's probably it. But it's amazing that you had your 50th wedding anniversary on the Belfast.
Yep.
That's terrific. And yeah. So that was 1996.
Yeah.
On the end. That's it. That's
out. There's various photos in there. I say that's in the Eberl's cabin.
Yes.
And yeah.
It's really lovely.
There's all my family were there.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Good. Well, so have I.
It's been a great experience.
Good.